Dr. Kissy's office.
The Vaseline Program, presenting a new Dr. Christian Prize play called Broken Melody by Emma M. Edler of Long Beach, California. Starring Dean Herschel as Dr. Christian with Rosemary DeCamp as Judy Price. Man, are you making the most of your appearance? No girl dreams of being squired around by an escort whose hair is unruly, stubbornly stands on end, or sheds dandruff scales on his shoulder. What you want is neat, well-groomed, attractive-looking hair. That's what you'll have when you use Vaseline Hair Tonic. Only 5 drops a day. That's all it takes. Apply those 5 drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic with a comb or rub them directly on your scalp. They'll tame your hair, keep it neatly in place, looking its best all day long. And besides improving the appearance of your hair, Vaseline Hair Tonic supplements the natural scalp oils, checks loose dandruff, stops that itchy tightness. So remember, men, for double care, both scalp and hair, for that smooth, well-groomed appearance, get Vaseline Hair Tonic tonight. And so to our prize play, Broken Melody. It begins on a crisp November afternoon, a week before Thanksgiving.
Well, hello, little girl. What can I do for you?
My dog's butcher. Could you ask Dr. Christian?
Well, come in, won't you, dear? And, couldn't you put that furry monster down? I think he's much too heavy for a little girl like you to carry.
Oh, I don't mind. That's his name. 6 foot needs fixing. It hurts him to stand.
Ah. Well, come on, dear. We'll tell Dr. Kitchen all about it, and I'm sure he'll be able to help you.
Dr. Kitchen, there's a very young person here to see you with an out-of-the-ordinary sort of patient, I'm sure.
Well, he is an out-of-the-ordinary patient. I'll bet his ears almost touch the ground when he walks. What's your name, little girl?
My name is Phil, and this is my dad's sister. He's got something in his foot, Doctor Woodhurst. I think it's a boy or something.
I guess you better have a look, Carol. There, old fellow. That's pretty badly, doesn't it? But you'll have you all fixed up in a moment. Somebody put him on the table, Carol. Tie down now, Christy. We'll see what's wrong.
He's got down something. He's bleeding. He's been looking awful.
He said you carried him all the way here. He couldn't have.
Oh, he's not very heavy. And I got lots of muscle. See?
Looks like Christy has stepped on a piece of glass. Here, you hold his coat, Judy.
Yeah.
And Carol, you better hold his head. I don't want my finger nip.
Oh, he didn't bite, Doctor. Honest. He's wagging his tail after. Kind of sore, ain't it?
Well, you know, Carol, I'm not much of a hand at chasing dogs. It's a little out of my line.
My mommy heard you were kind, and I thought... Well, my mommy's kind of sick, Dr. Christian.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, Carol. What seems to be wrong? Judy, hand me the comfort, please.
Yes, sir.
I think I've located the trouble. There, old fellow. Be a good dog now.
He ran away from my daddy, mommy, and me. He just don't feel good at it. He says he can't afford a doctor. But he can't get better without one. I'm awful afraid, Dr. Kissy.
Yeah, that's too bad. Hey. Sue, he's as good as new again. We can take him home now.
Doctor, I haven't much money. And it seems safe.
Well, let me see. No, I guess we won't make a start today, will we, Judy?
Oh, of course not, Doctor. This is a free day.
Oh, won't it? So maybe you'll come to see my mommy. Will you? Please, Doctor, please. He said he couldn't afford a doctor. But if you come
here... I'm afraid we run up against a little bit of strategy. Well, young lady, Judy will take your address. I'll drop in to see your mother on my afternoon round.
Oh, boy. It's a lot. It's a glass. Goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye, Carol.
You're a cute little turkey, Doctor. It's like a put-up job to me, though. Just bringing the dog here to test you out.
I guess a mother would be surprised to see it. But I really think this child is rather desperate.
I'm so glad you've come. But, Carl, I'm afraid you've been imposing on your good nature, taking a lot for granted.
Not at all, Mrs. Morton. She's a smart little girl. This is my nurse. Did you cry?
How do you do? I'm glad to know you. Here, put the things right here.
Boss. Hold up. I know, just my Thanksgiving weather.
What seems to be your trouble, Mrs. Morton?
I have not been feeling at all well, Doctor. Mostly worried, I am sure.
Well, hello there, Frisky.
Doctor,
this is
all right again.
Get up now, dear.
Charles told us you two are alone here under the game. Your husband, does he know where you are?
Well, he didn't until I wrote him. You see, he left home quite suddenly one night and I couldn't stand things any longer. He didn't know where we went.
Must have been something pretty terrible to make you run away. Would you care to tell me what happened, Mrs. Martin? I'd like to help you if I can.
Come, Carol. We're going to the other room for you, Mommy and Dr. Christian can talk, huh?
But maybe Dr. Christian needs it.
Oh,
maybe
no, I don't think so, dear. Come on.
You probably will think me foolish, Doctor. And you know, seems trivial to you. But Dr. Christian, my husband is a musician, a very talented one. And Carol has inherited his talent. He plays the piano beautifully.
Oh, that's wonderful. Quite an accomplishment for one so young, isn't it? By the way, how old is she?
Well, I suppose it is quite an accomplishment. She's only 8. And she loves the piano so much, it's part of her, Doctor. Alan wants her to become a famous pianist someday. And actually, Alan made her work at it so hard it was pulling on her foot. She just couldn't have gone on much longer that day.
She looks quite healthy now. Doesn't seem to be a thing wrong.
Yes, I know that, but she's been away from everything for 4 months now. Look, Doctor. 6 months ago, we had the snapshot made of her. She was so thin and pale looking.
Oh, it can't be. Why, I hardly recognize her.
But it is Carol, Doctor. It is music that called daylight, and I couldn't look Alan through it my way. See, I really wanted to give it up completely. But, my dear, to look at it. I mean, one night there was a terrible scene. I threatened to leave. Alan told me I need never come back if I did. That's how much his music means to him. But he didn't realize I'd take Carol with me.
But how did you happen to come to the town?
I had a few $100 I'd saved and took a train that night. I didn't even know which way it was going. It didn't seem to matter. In the morning train, I saw you inviting me to take me and see good trees and doing lawns everywhere. And somehow I knew this was where I'd get off.
It's a beautiful little place, they were saying.
I love it, Dr. Christian. We've been so happy here, even though this isn't much of a home. But our money's nearly gone now, and I've written Alan to come to Carol. It isn't fair for her to keep her here. I can't take care of her any longer, alone. I think she's happy enough with me, but she longs for a piano, and now that she's stronger to help to be able to go on.
But will she be willing to leave you?
There's nothing left to do, Doctor. I haven't escaped it. Work hard enough to take of it. Now that Carol is gone and well.
And you let your health go?
It doesn't matter. I'm not really sick, Doctor. Just a little weary. Sad.
When did you do the hospital good here?
Well, we see the little one yesterday. He's coming here tomorrow. But I can't face him. He can take Carol away from him. I feel terribly mixed up in Sarah. What can I do?
You were descended into a very nervous state, I'm afraid, Mrs. Morton. And I believe you should have medical care for a little while. Judy, come here, please.
Yes, Doctor, what is it?
Set a seat, Mrs. Morton, Judy. You must get some rest.
Yes, sir.
But I haven't any money.
Oh, you're ready, girl, Gordon. I've already attended to the finances in place, Mrs. Morton. Nice, you see.
I'm going to miss you terribly. Sometimes I feel as though there's just anything left for me. It doesn't matter much what happens anymore.
Mrs. Morton, you shouldn't cope that way. Perhaps you can go back to Carol.
Please forgive me if I seem a little distraught, Doctor. It is... It's no use in trying to get down. Alan is just getting me today. I just can't take it too bad so far as Carol is concerned. Yes. Here you are, Doctor.
Thank you, Judy. Well, my dear, I think we should have a little rest for a few days. Here. Thank you. Mrs. Morton might order you to the hospital, except you're still up.
You have a son to come out of school. But what will I do about Carol and her father?
I'll look after Carol, Mrs. Morton. I'll come and get her in the morning.
Good. And Mrs. Morton, leave a note and send it to the door for Carol's father, telling him that he can be found at my office.
Thank you so much, Dr. Christian. And you too, Judy. Perhaps someday when Carol is grown up, she'll come back. Maybe I'll be a little too commonplace for the same person.
Don't worry, Mrs. Morton. I know Carol will come back to you someday.
We must go now. In the morning, Judy will come to Carol. Perhaps you better be away from the house before your husband gets here.
Please don't tell Alan here I am. Or Carol either, will you? I'll tell him I'm going away for a while. It's best that way, for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, Carol. Let's prepare you from peeking through the keyhole.
Doctor. Oh, no.
It's all right, darling. You know how concerned you are over your mother.
It's all right, Doctor.
Maybe if you turn up the pair tonight, Carol, it might help a lot.
I feel hard, Doctor.
Oh, of course you will. Now, I want to ask a little favor of you. Go into your mother's room and say what Aunt Tracy speaks. Then, really quietly, type a picture of yourself. That is, lying on the table and bring it to me in the morning, will you?
Oh, well, Doctor. Little girl shouldn't have cried. Should they, Dr. Christian? That's a good girl. Bye now, Carol.
Goodbye, Carol, and don't say anything to Mommy about the picture, will you?
This picture? Okay, Doctor. Goodbye now. Goodbye, Judy.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, darling. Poor woman. I rather think of you until you're always a cupcake. You should blame so much of the trouble, Judy. It's a pity. What sort of a man a husband is he? Carol, what are you doing here? It's already dark and you shouldn't be out. Come into the library.
Mommy was asleep for me and Sissy got the picture.
Well, you didn't have to bring it tonight, Carol. I only wanted you to bring it when you came in the morning.
Dr. Christian, is my mommy going away?
There's a patient coming in. You better stay here until I see who it is.
Pardon me. I saw a little girl coming here with a dog. I followed her.
You're Mr. Morton, aren't you?
That's right.
That girl... Your wife told me you were not due until tomorrow.
I couldn't wait until tomorrow. I know Carol's here. Yes, that's the dog that was with her when she came in here. I beg your pardon, but who are you anyway?
Ah, dear, folks, keep quiet. It's all right. Lie down there. I'm Dr. Christian, and...
Oh, why is Carol here, and where's Helen? I was walking along the street, and I saw Carol come in here, and so I followed her.
Mr. Morton, will you please sit down for a moment? I can see things are not very clear to you.
Well, for one thing, I can't understand why Helen ran off the way she did.
Perhaps you have to.
Well, that sounds like... Yes, that's Carol playing. She's in there. Let me see her.
Mr. Morton, let me see this picture first.
Hmm?
Then you may see the little girl in the next room.
It's Carol, of course. I took that picture myself.
Ah, but the little girl in there is really 10 pounds heavier and full of life and vitality. This little girl in the picture is rather pitiful looking, don't you think?
Always rather thin.
But she is now, Mr. Morton.
Carol!
Daddy!
Honey! Oh, you do look wonderful. Yeah, let's have a better look after you. Oh, but her face is filled out. No more pigeon legs and teeth took on. Oh, Dr. Christian, I can't believe it, really.
Dr. Christian, it's just the tail.
Huh?
See, Daddy?
Well, that's quite a dog.
We found him in his room. I mean, it's you, Daddy. And we found Dr. Christian, too.
Two good friends, okay? Bless your heart, you do look wonderful.
Do you realize why she looks that way, Mr. Martin?
Naturally.
She didn't just naturally grow stronger. Your wife has told me how Carol grew so nervous. Don't you see she was made to overtouch her little skunk?
You mean her music? She loved music. That could never...
Perhaps I'd better explain this way. Music and talent are those two wonderful things. Rare and beautiful gifts. But music was never created to excite and destroy.
Well, what are you talking about?
That's just what music was doing to Carol. And Helen saw it and tried to persuade you to listen to reason. She couldn't make you understand that you were ruining their child's health.
Sound how music...
It wasn't reasoning itself. Let her play at it, but it's working. And it won't endanger her health.
Be modest. Yes, that's what Helen always said. I wouldn't listen.
Helen wants Carol to continue with the music. So she realizes it's a future, and only you can give it to her. There's nothing more to offer the child. She's grateful to you.
Just to tell my story. Suppose I've been an ambitious fool. Music has always been the most important thing in life to me. I almost put the poor child to death. She never complained. Tell me how Helen is, won't you, Doctor? I want her back. Carol and I need her. I've missed her more than you can know. I love her, Doctor. And I've got to know how she feels.
Helen still loves you, I'm sure, but if you want to find happiness for all of you, then make her feel important to you. Let her help you in guiding Carol. She's been terribly hurt by your actions, but I'm going to take you to her. I won't make any promise, though. Remember.
Dr.
Keithley? Well, Mr. Morton, we've almost forgotten the little person in question. Yes, Carol, what is it? You must be very sleepy.
You know what?
What, Carol?
You're calling me, Steve. The Keithley.
I don't doubt it, dear, but now let me take you home. Mr. Morton, you may stay here tonight if you like.
Thank you.
Then in the morning you can... Helen doesn't expect you until afternoon, does she? Here we are, Helen. Judy and I. Hi. What's the matter?
Dr. Christian, can I work a little while ago? Carol is gone. I've been really stranded. Where do you suppose she went? And sister, he's gone too. This is not me. You don't need to be sure she's gone.
Oh. Helen, dear, what's the matter? Oh, where's Carol?
Didn't expect you, Helen.
Oh, no.
He's gone.
Gone? Doctor, we should notify the police.
I can't understand it. Last night, I...
Oh, look, I'm Sister, where's Carol?
I believe he wants to follow her.
Helen, we'll find her. We've got to find her. Come on, dear.
Judy, you'd better join me. She can't be far off. I only hope nothing has happened to her. Yes, that's the old boy you are, Brett. So are we. I wonder if you really know what you're about.
We want to go up the first step.
Yes.
Dr. Keithley, could Carol be...
I still think we should notify the police.
But Alan, he must know. He was with her constantly.
Look, he's stopping at the church door. I think I know now. Come, let's go inside. Look, we're going to have the altar over there. He's very kind in the room here.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I've got to
It's time, Helen. The meeting for Alan.
Yeah, we're glad to find it.
Helen, Alan and I had a good talk last night. He understands now about Carol. He realizes he's made a great mistake. He loves you, Helen. Oh, really?
Yes, Doctor.
Can you imagine it? Now I'm trying to take Cupid again.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness.
Say, yes, this is a favorite visitor. Come on in. I can see Thanksgiving has come to the Morphy family. Is it Dr.? Oh, there he is.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Christian.
Dr., you'll never guess how happy we are.
Oh, that's fine. I'm glad to hear it.
Mommy, this would be the day ahead. I want to see him every day.
Good for you, Carol. It's a pretty nice town, isn't it?
Indeed it is.
But Ellen's work makes it necessary for us to go back to the city.
Well, but first, Helen, I think we should take a few days vacation for second honeymoon. Then why not be Carol with us? Will you get back?
Oh, boy, thank you, Dr. Christian. Mommy, say yes.
The spirit's not an imposition.
Oh, of course not.
We'll have fun, won't we, Carol?
Oh, yes, Judy. But I do hope Dr. Christian will get
his
piano tuned.
Yeah, that's what you like, Carol. Now that your whole world is in harmony, you'll surely have to tune the piano.
Curtain descends on another Dr. Christian prize show with our star, Gene Hillsworth, waiting to greet you. It isn't at all strange that people find dry scalp so annoying. As if stubborn hair weren't enough, dry scalp usually means itchy tightness and loose dandruff as well. If any of these nuisances bother you, try Vaseline Hair Tonic. It's the double check men and women use everywhere against dry scalp. It not only supplements the natural scalp oils, but unlike most preparations, contains no drying ingredients. So every morning, comb just 5 drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic through your hair or rub them directly on your scalp. This daily care overcomes dryness, keeps hair neat. Then before every shampoo, massage the scalp vigorously with plenty of Vaseline Hair Tonic, an extra herb that loosens dandruff scales and stops itchy tightness. Remember, friends, for hair that looks good and a scalp that feels good, use Vaseline Hair Tonic regularly. Vaseline Hair Tonic is one of the many Vaseline brand products made by the Tuesday Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline. Now here is Gene Hillsworth.
Thank you very much. The price pay you just heard was another first case. The author, Mrs. Emma M. Erdler, is the mother of 3 fine sons, one of them already overseas in the service. And she's being helped by working as a stenographer at the California Shipbuilding Corporation. Now, I want to speak to you a little of the meaning of tomorrow, our country's Thanksgiving Day. Perhaps in this service, it will seem difficult for many of us to be truly thankful. But let us remember that we look up into the sky to see what kind of a day it will be, instead of looking forward at home. That we go into our grocery stores to see what we will have to eat, instead of whether there will be anything to eat. That we look at our home and see all the walls standing, the windows unbroken. And then let us add our prayer, deep thanksgiving, to Almighty God, and to our own saints and daughters, who are fighting to keep us safe. And next week, we turn to the famous prize show called Gilead Service, by Beatrice Lewis of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So we invite you all to listen to the Vaseline program again next Wednesday evening, same time, and same station. And from then I'll say, good night.
Want a tip for chap lips? Try Vaseline Lip Ice. Healing begins almost immediately. Only 25 cents at any drugstore. Vaseline Lip Ice. Bob Anderson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.